Macmillan Audio presents How to Live on 24 Hours a Day by Arnold Bennett. Narrated for you by Bruce Kramer. With an introduction from Joel Fotinos.
Forward. How to Live on 24 Hours a Day by Arnold Bennett was originally published in 1910 and has not been out of print since. It has influenced people from all walks of life, all around the world, and sold millions of copies. But what could a book published more than a century ago teach us in the 21st century? After all, our lives are busier and more complicated than ever before. In fact, sometimes it feels like time is moving faster and faster. Many people complain that they don't have enough time to do the things they want to do. As it turns out, life in the 21st century, as different on the surface as it seems, isn't that different from life in the early 1900s. The issues of feeling overwhelmed, having too little time, and even procrastination were common themes then. The times may look different now than they did then, but the issue of time turns out to be, well, timeless. How to Live on 24 Hours a Day is remarkably right on time with its message. The language and some of the examples the author uses in the book can sound dated, but the concepts haven't aged a bit. Many people might say time is precious, but Bennett goes one step further and says that time is actually like currency. Every day we get exactly 24 hours to spend. Everyone gets the same amount, but not everyone spends their hours the same way. To maximize our time, Bennett writes, we should divide our time into our workday, 8 hours, and our personal day, 16 hours. Then we take that 16 hours and budget it like we would money. Bennett shows how we each can find extra time in our day, what to cut out from our lives, and what to focus on. And what should we do with the extra time that we can find? Bennett urges us to use that time to better ourselves, with great art or actions that make our lives deeper and richer, which in turn allows us to cherish and savor each hour of our day, rather than feel like time is slipping through our fingers. We are in control of our daily allotment of time, rather than feeling helpless. Who was Arnold Bennett? Born in the United Kingdom in 1867, over the course of his life, he became a magazine editor, a successful novelist, and even the director of propaganda for France during World War I. Many of his novels were worldwide bestsellers. He wrote some nonfiction as well, and How to Live on 24 Hours a Day is one of these books. While his novels and other books seem to have gone out of fashion and faded from popularity, How to Live on 24 Hours a Day has gone on to reach generation after generation with its practical information. As you listen, pay attention to his ideas and program rather than to the dated examples. Listening to How to Live on 24 Hours a Day doesn't take a long time, but the lessons of this book could have a positive effect on you for the rest of your life.
Preface to this edition. This preface, though placed at the beginning, as a preface must be, should be listened to at the end of the book. I have received a large amount of correspondence concerning this small work, and many reviews of it, some of them nearly as long as the book itself, have been printed, but scarcely any of the comment has been adverse. Some people have objected to a frivolity of tone, but as the tone is not, in my opinion, at all frivolous, this objection did not impress me, and had no weightier reproach been put forward, I might almost have been persuaded that the volume was flawless. A more serious stricture has, however, been offered, not in the press, but by sundry obviously sincere correspondents, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?